An Idaho House panel passed a controversial voter initiative bill in the face of significant opposition Tuesday. James Dawson reports.
The House State Affairs Committee gave a green light to the bill 10-5, despite another multi-hour hearing with the vast majority of testimony against the bill. The proposal would give campaigns a third of the time they have now to collect nearly twice as many signatures to get an initiative on the ballot. Former Senate Majority Leader Rod Beck testified that would only increase the likelihood that outside groups with deep pockets would be able to qualify an initiative.
They'll spend a couple of $1 million and they'll get something on the ballot. And it won't be citizens, it'll be hired signature gatherers.
But supporters say these changes are needed to avoid urban residents from muscling out the needs of rural voters. Many of them, like Republican Representative Brent Crane, also cite their support for making groups show how any initiative might be funded.
It's going to provide certainty, it's going to provide predictability, fiscal responsibility, and most importantly, it's going to ensure that rural voters' voices are heard and not vetoed in the initiative process.
The House will take up the bill next. If it passes there, it goes to Governor Brad Little for his signature to become law. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.